I will be gentle for you, Cody. I'm gentle for you, yeah. You've been up, you've been down, you've been lost, you've been found, you've been you've been good. The dress, baby, woo! The private garden session on movie spoilers. That's a classic. It's gonna win a Grammy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it's one like 12. People, I'm not gonna lie. I smell like rum and my mouth tastes like a fucking ashtray right now, so I don't even know if I'm gonna be screaming that much today. And Cody's pretty fucked up, but he's fucked up every week, so.
Yeah, that's no difference, yeah. Well, I'm extra fucked up this week. I'm at my buddy's house up in Lake Elsinore.
So. Oh, good lord.
Yeah, we. You drink, man. That's what we do. We drink.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still hanging over the couch.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm doing this podcast right now, to be honest with
you. That's Will, man.
Just how devoted I am.
That's the Will.
Just how devoted I am.
You're more devoted than CJ's black ass.
Oh, yeah. I am no CJ, my friend. I am no CJ.
Yeah, as I'm recording this, I'm still hanging over the couch, so... Just staring at the fucking wall and shit like that, like, damn.
I'm not quite hanging over a couch, but I'm definitely still drunk, so.
Trust me, you don't want to feel that way. Oh, man, you know when I drink a lot, too, especially when I drink dark shit, I get hungry as fuck.
Yeah, no, I've been there before, man, hanging on couches and shit, trying to go about your day. You just can't do it, but somehow you are, so
We went to, after all that drinking and shit at the boat, we went to fucking King Taco, and I must have ate like 20 goddamn carne asada tacos or something. Man, I'm still hungry too. I'm like, man, damn, somebody feed me.
Some truck munchies going.
Man, you know, hey.
I know how that goes.
People knows when I, well, at least Cody, he knows best. When I drink, especially when I drink dark and hard too, that shit gets me hungry and I talk more. Until the next morning when I wake up, my mouth tastes like an ashtray and I go like, ugh.
Yeah, that's all you talk about actually. It's like, man, fucking, I got a taco truck after this.
I gotta drink some mouthwash.
Right.
Yeah, but people, welcome. Welcome it is to Movie Spoilers episode 141. I'm your spoiler host, the phenomenal one.
Yes. I am Cody, drunk, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Gotta get that throat clear, Cody, that's why.
You got that phlegm out.
Oh, yeah, gotta get that alcohol taste out, that's why.
I ain't going nowhere.
No, that ain't. It's like, yeah, buddy, we're stuck with you. I'm not gonna lie, Cody, I didn't think it was gonna be a show today.
Yeah, man, I was down in two, like, last night and this morning. I was like, man, do I wanna do this today? And I thought about, you know what? I love the fans too much. Fuck it. It's happening.
Oh, you love those happen, you love those bastards out there. I understand.
Spoiling sons of bitches.
No, those.
That's my feel, man. They give me energy.
Those spoiling bastards and spoiling bastards themselves. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But no, that's not the reason why I was going to say that. It's because, man, California hit a storm on Thursday, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. I heard it. We didn't get the worst of it where I live. I live in Santa Clarita. So,
yeah.
It was loud. Windy out there, but no, it wasn't like flooding shit where I was at, so that was nice. But yeah, the rest of LA wasn't so lucky.
Yeah, I heard a tornado hit LA. I was like,
yeah, I saw that actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really watch the news on it, whatever my property manager was telling me about. I was like, we get tornadoes. I was like, what? You know where that roundabout is by my house?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were saying some houses caved in over there and shit. I was like, damn, was it really hitting that hard?
Like some big-ass whirlpool or something?
Yeah, it was like some big-ass whirlpool. Over here in my area, a lot of... We must be the lucky ones, me and Mrs. One, because our place and one of our neighbors were the only two that didn't get flooded in or anything like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I want to say all the people at the bottom stairs or whatever all got flooded.
Wow.
Oh yeah, so that's some luck. I don't know what it is. Maybe the devil's watching me, but you know, hey.
Yeah, the devil.
Hey, no one never claims that, you know, because every time you always hear someone say, "I kill you," "I kill you in the name of my God," you know. No one never goes out mass suiciding over the devil. They always do it. The devil just.
You know what? You make a good point. I think I'm gonna start using that. Yes, I drink this alcohol in the name of Satan.
Yeah, name of Lucifer. There you go. Nobody never does it. Every time you always hear someone go like. Well, why'd you kill those people? I did it for my Lord and Savior. Why'd you run that plane into the building? Whatever. We did it for our God. We did it for our God. Well, you never hear no one. The devil's just sitting back, going like, "Man, I ain't do a damn thing. I ain't do a damn thing. Don't put this on me."
Turn the heat up a little bit down here, and everybody's on my back.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Like, we put in that video we did for Fire It Up, whatever and shit, the devil, his text box was saying, "Damn, you one badass motherfucker, God."
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, but no, Cody, the weather, man, happened. It hit so bad that our servers went down in San Francisco.
Oh, did it?
Oh, yeah, so for Thursday, man, servers were down all goddamn day.
Wow.
And nobody could listen to a podcast for the whole day.
No.
I was telling Z about it. I was like, I don't think we're gonna be recording this weekend or anything like that, because they sending me emails talking about it. They don't know if they can recover files
because
the shit hit so bad. And you know, San Francisco always gets the worst of everything and shit like that whenever it's in California.
And
they were talking about, we don't know if we're going to get it back up. We're going to try to retrieve some files or whatever. And this was at 9 o'clock in the morning. They sent me this. I'm going out throughout the day checking the website, checking every 30 minutes. I'm checking. So I can upload Movie Spoilers episode 140, of course.
Of course.
And then next thing you know it, man, it just didn't come up. It didn't come and start working until I want to say about, they got everything back up around 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, man. I'm glad it got back up, man. I don't want the people to miss out.
Another thing, too, I was like, man, if they lost all my files, dude, I swear to fucking God.
Shit. You and I both would have been running down the fucking offices.
Fucking San Francisco. He'd be like, you better get that goddamn power back on. That's 100 fucking episodes on that goddamn site. Cause I told Wayne and Zay, I was like, man, if they don't recover this shit, fuck it. I'm done. I don't give a fuck no more. I am not about to recover 140 something episodes and shit like that. You must be out your goddamn mind or whatever. But then it got it back on. I was like, oh, thank Lord. Thank Galactus. Goddamn. Thanks, somebody.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, so we back. I hear part two of that storm is coming back again. I don't know.
Oh, is it? God, I thought we're done.
I thought we were too, but I'm hearing reports on some certain days it's supposed to come back, but as long as the goddamn service don't go.
Yeah, that's all I care about. Yeah, you can fuck up whatever you want, just don't fuck up our
Yeah, exactly. I told the wife, I said, I'd rather CJ get electrocuted by lightning than the fucking servers go down, whatever.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Any condition,
yeah, someone, and she said, what about you? I looked at her and said, the fuck is wrong with you? I love myself. Come on now. But people, we got a good show for you today.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
As always.
Oh, yeah, we got tons of questions. Oh yeah, Driss, what's that? You got a new song. You got a remix. Oh, okay, all right. Well, you can play it then.
He does.
Apparently, when we get the box office, man, he said he got a remix version or something of his song. So, I think he's gonna play that for us.
What? He has new material for us? That guy's ahead of the curve.
You know what? Now I know why people love him so much. He's just that nice of a guy.
Yeah, great guy, man. Great guy. I don't know why I doubted him.
Why would you ever doubt his great acting ability?
I know. Shame on me. Yeah. Shame on me.
I mean, he's a little tired. Give him that. He works hard at Marvel. Give him that. Oh yeah, he works so hard at Marvel that he needs to quit, and he's wanting to quit to go to DC so he can play Green Lantern. I can tell you this right now, Driss. If you leave Marvel, nobody would even know you were gone, nigga. That's how big of a role you have at fucking Heimdall. Okay, nobody would even fucking know.
No, I can assure you, he will not be missed.
No. That motherfucker putting himself on a pedestal as if he's like Robert Downey Jr. talking about, oh, I'm going to DC or something like this. Nigga talking about, I want to make the change to DC role. And just looking at him like, who are you again?
Right.
I mean, Terrence Howard is a bigger actor than you. And you know, if that nigga leaves, I mean, and they replace his ass, what make you think you too big, nigga? I love that's the best thing of Idris Elba's career is him talking about this whole thing of wanting to make the switch to Marvel. Nigga, you play a fucking 5-minute role. You can do both.
Right. It's not the realm of possibility.
Yeah, thank you. You can do both. You got like what, one movie probably left in your contract? Oh, but this dude, man, he's from what I'm hearing, that dude's on Marvel's shit list right about now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he was blabbing about shit he shouldn't have been talking about and stuff like that, and he just told him, I don't really care.
Yeah, actually, I read a report where he came out and said, oh, you know what, yeah, the report is a blip out of portion. I didn't even say that exactly. So, I don't know.
When it's the Driss, I believe everything that nigga says. No, how could you not believe the Driss, Cody? Come on now.
I know, man.
Don't deny his...
He is one of our Lord and Saviors.
Yeah, don't deny his great acting ability.
Of course, so.
Don't deny him.
How could I, man?
Yeah.
How could I?
Obviously, we got Bob. We got that Cody's Blu-rays of the week, of course.
Oh, boy. That time. It's
yeah. I think I need to add a hashtag to that. Time for Cody to go broke week. The only nigga I know, who can spend $100 on one Blu-ray. Yes.
That's me.
Oh, that's Cody. Smartest nigga I know, but when it comes to Blu-rays and numbers, this doesn't work for him, I guess. I don't know what's the problem.
Nope. My brain just goes completely dumb when it comes to Blu-rays, my friend.
Motherfucker just throws a $50 bill. Keep all the change. I got it. He just runs out and shit like idiot self out and shit. Just like, oh.
Start foaming at the mouth.
Oh, Steelbook Edition. That motherfucker becomes Bill Cosby himself when he says Kodak. That and Cody just goes, Steelbook Edition. Oh. I start rolling in the back of his head and shit. Just, oh. That motherfucker,
that motherfucker's
like Butters from South Park when they gave him that porno instead of Lord of the Rings with DVD and shit like that. He's like that shit. Oh, my precious. Most people have things in their house you're not allowed to touch. You know, it could be objects or something like that. For my brother, it's his phone. You can't touch his phone for shit. Just don't touch his phone.
Right.
For Cody, it's don't touch his fucking Blu-rays on the show.
No, you not do that. You touch one of my phones.
Cody invited me over to his house one time for a holiday or whatever, and I didn't want to put my glass down on the table because he didn't have a coaster, so I took one of his Blu-rays and tried to use it down. And that nigga gave me this look for the whole night as if that nigga was going to chop my dick. I was just like, damn, dude, it's just fucking Punisher Warzone. He just looked at me and was like, nigga, you out your mind? It's the first time I ever heard Cody say that, too. This was the one time I tried to talk sense. I was like, well, I didn't want to mess your table. He's nigga, fuck that table. Nigga. Shit. It's my Blu-ray, punk. I was like, what? I said, I don't want to.
I was about to kill you, man. I thought this podcast and friendship was going to be over, man. I thought it was done.
That's why we don't do it in person no more. We do it over Skype.
Exactly.
Oh, The wife was like, "Yeah, you don't invite Cody over." I was just like, "Well, why are you worried about that? Don't worry about it and shit like that. He don't need to be invited over no more. He busy. He be too busy. You busy man. Shit, he's got a lot of shit to do about it. That motherfucker sending photos out the way and shit with a knife in his hand. Shit, now all he takes is photos with weapons in his hand. Shit, talking about." And there's always like a photo with darts in it of me in the background and shit. One fucking Blu-ray, dude. I tried to replace it. People, that motherfucker looked at me. Was like, "Nigga, I don't want your funky ass Blu-ray." Nigga.
No, man, it's not the original copy.
Exactly,
the
nigga.
One I bought.
Yeah, nigga, I bought this when it first came out. It's got the production. It's got production and bought date on here. I whispered under my breath, "Nigga, if you don't take this funky ass Blu-ray," and he looked at me, "What you say, nigga? What you say?" I said, "Nothing, Cody, man. Nothing, man." I said, "It's good, bro. It is all good, man. It is.
If you want to bring Heel Cody out, that'd be the way to do it. That's how you do it.
That's the only way to do it with it. Not Fantastic Four. Not CJ not showing up. No. Not CJ saying Star Wars is nobody cares about it. It's touching his fucking Blu-rays. Cody's Blu-rays of the week, people.
Nothing gets me more angry than that shit.
Oh, yeah.
No, that shit is not fly. It's not fly in my neighborhood, man. It's not.
I remember one time we went to a bar and this dude told him he collected Blu-rays too. Cody got excited. He was like, "I do too." He was just like, and then the dude, he told him, he was like, "I got over 100 and something Blu-rays, whatever." And that dude told him, "I got about 400. Cody took that dude to the bathroom and knocked him upside his fucking head and shit like that.
Don't fuck with me and my Blu-rays, man.
I told Cody, I said, "I got to go take a piss, dude." And I walk in there and I see him in the stall beating this dude with the damn toilet top and shit. I was like, "Alrighty then, I'll go to
this." That's the only way they'll know, man. That's the only way.
Hey, I don't blame you, man. Hey, man, we got a little bit of intermission, too, as well.
Oh, intermission?
Yeah, we got to take a break. We got to let the people know, Cody, what's coming up. What's the thoughts and plans are coming up?
That we do, because we do got a lot of shit coming up, and I think it's best that the people know. On the radar, man.
Oh yeah. That storm may be done in California, but that storm ain't done on Movie Spoilers Podcast.
No, storm has yet to come.
Mm-hmm. And then you know we're gonna have to wrap it up with some trailer talk, man. You ready for trailer talk?
Yeah, trailer talk this week. What are we talking about this week?
Oh man, we're talking about that movie. I know you can't wait. I know you excited about it, Cody. Goddamn, you love this fucking series and shit like that. I know you do. I know you love it.
Okay.
All right. I personally don't give a fuck about it, but I know you do. And that's Annie.
Oh, boy. Oh, Annie. That's right. Blanny. Black Annie.
Blanny. Yeah, that's right. I know you.
Mr. Jamie Foxx, Electro himself.
Oh, yeah. And Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yes. Looks sure to be an Oscar-worthy role. Sure.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. This is like bringing us back to the earlier of the year, man. Our first conversations about, you know, first conversation talking about Cameron Diaz. Now we get to, see her even uglier, you know? I mean,
oh man.
No, time has not done that woman well. I can say that.
No, works on some people, not on her.
No. Jennifer Lopez, yes.
Yes.
I'm glad Wayne finally opened up his fucking eyes and saw that.
Long enough, son of a bitch.
He saw that video with her and Iggy Azalea and was just like, "You know what? Let me shut the fuck up now." Which, by the way, people, I want to put a disclaimer out right now. That is the worst fucking video I've probably ever fucking seen, next to that Anaconda shit or whatever. But my God, I'm with Wayne on that 100%. Jennifer Lopez looks fucking phenomenal in that goddamn video. I was like, "Oh, shit." That woman is, she is the definition of wine. She just gets better. Every year.
Yeah, she's one of those rare few.
Very rare few, whatever and shit. Not everybody can be a Helen Mirren, you know?
Nope. Oh, no. That, you know, no. That only happens every once in a while, my friend.
Oh, you remember that shot in her in that bikini?
Yep, I do.
I was like, "Damn, that bitch got a better body than me and Cody do." Shit. Shit.
I work out 4 times a week. I don't look that good. Damn.
Shit, man, shit. She probably tell me, you ain't up to my speed or something. I'd be like, "Damn, bitch. That's a bad bitch."
Yes. All glory to Miss Mirren.
Oh, man, but Cody, let's get into some questions now, man.
Okay, I think it's it's about that time. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we didn't ran it on long enough. We didn't talk long enough about certain things or whatever and stuff. You, mm-hmm. All the lovely misses right here. You handed me, what is this shit? What is, oh, okay. You can put that in there. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that shit. I don't give two shits about that at all. Your ass is hanging out and shit like that. That is cool. That is all cool. I am so glad this is recording. I am.
The fuck up. Why
I can't hear you. Your voice. What? Why are you sound that? Drunk right now. Go sit down. Hey, anyway, first question. Oh, let me lock that door before she brings that taser in here real quick. Jessica, though, man. She says, just when you thought Hollywood ran out of ideas, they announced a fucking McDonald's film. What do you guys think of this bombshell news?
I don't know what to say to that. I remember I was talking shit about The Social Network before that came out.
Yeah.
And that movie was awesome. But granted, it had incredible talent behind that production. I don't know who's on this McDonald's film. If it's not like Aaron Sorkin and David Fincher, then I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you know what, Cody just took the words right out of my mouth. I was gonna say the same thing about Social Network. I was like, man, Facebook or personally, if you ask me, I think there is no dumb ideas in Hollywood after seeing shit like The Social Network and shit. Mm-hmm. I think anything can be turned into something, personally.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think that necessarily by saying because they're making a McDonald's film, I don't think that's necessarily running out of ideas. I think you can make a probably good story out of fucking McDonald's because McDonald's has a lot of history attached to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's impossible, but do I give a fuck about it at this point in time?
No. I don't even fucking eat at McDonald's or whatever.
Same here.
So I don't give two fucks about it, whatever shit. That shit would be interesting to see how that fucking clown got brought into this shit, though.
Or the story of Ronald McDonald.
Jessica, where are you going out like that or whatever? I'm going out to a friend's house. Well, then put some goddamn clothes on. You're a McDonald. Not a goddamn whore. That'd be awesome. I wouldn't mind seeing that. This nigga sitting up here with a fucking clown makeup on, reading the paper, talking about you're a McDonald, not a whore. Put some clothes on. That'd be awesome. We find out that Ronald McDonald had a drug habit and shit, you know.
Right.
Oh, that'd be awesome, actually.
Hell yeah.
You know, you get to play that role too, Ronald McDonald. You get Justin Timberlake because he's a fucking clown. So
I was gonna say, Idris Elba. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, you know what? We need. Hey, people always complain. You need more black people in Hollywood. Fuck it. Get his ass in.
Even though he'll be a white face, but hey.
He can sing. Yes. DJ Driss McDonald. Oh yeah. So yeah. I mean, I personally don't give a fuck about it, but if. You know, you get a trailer out and it looks interesting or whatever. I mean, I think you can make a cool story out of this, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, because...
I'm right there with you.
Because, I mean, have you seen the lawsuit? Because McDonald's gets sued a lot.
Well, yeah, because they kill people every goddamn year.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's one thing. Hey, you know what? That's not McDonald's fault. That's their fat-ass people that keep going back.
I was going to say, yeah, people are like, oh, they killed me. They killed my ass and every other, my family member. Like, no, they killed themselves by eating that shit every goddamn day.
I know this family... out in the South in Kentucky, I went to visit them when I went out there and shit like that, and they make home cooked dinners and shit like that. I mean, the food is good. The food is fucking great. I mean, Southern food is like fucking one of the best and shit. And this kid doesn't eat it, so they go out and buy him McDonald's every goddamn night. And I just look at him and go like, "Damn, man, that kid's only fucking six, dude. And y'all feeding him that shit every fucking night?
He's crazy. At least switch it up every now and then. Go to like Taco Bell's." I don't know.
the goddamn Waffle House that's on every block down there.
Jack in the Box, I don't care. Switch it up.
Some shit, but damn, I mean, y'all feed like that. Personally, I think some of McDonald's losses are bullshit. If you ask me, my family member died because of McDonald's killed. Like, nigga, you fucking eat. Okay.
You knew the fucking risk.
McDonald's, well, fast food in general is like goddamn tobacco cigarettes. They put a fucking warning label and calories right. And shit like that on them damn boxes and shit.
Right.
So that's your own fucking personal problem if you ask me. Did you ever hear about the lawsuit where the woman spilled hot coffee on her?
No.
Oh, dude.
I would love to fucking see it, because that one blew my fucking mind when I heard she won that loss. I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So lady orders, story time people, with P1. Lady orders hot coffee at the window. When you grab the cup, the top might like pop off and shit like that. So the top popped off and it fell on her and shit. She sued them for $100,000 and won. It was. She said it was too hot and it burned my hand.
Oh my god!
It's fucking coffee. It's probably fucking hot.
Is you mean to tell me if this shit happened in her house? Well, she would like sue that like coffee maker company.
She's gonna sue the lid company, the one that makes I can. Yeah,
some people may have no fucking sense.
I can't. You know, the thing is, that's happened to me a couple. Well, not with coffee, but like with a drink. I've probably had that happen to me 3 times maybe in my life, where the top might have fallen in the drink field. But they just give you another one, and I never think anything of it and shit like that. I never once go in the back of my head, I should sue them because this just spilled now or whatever and shit. I didn't even know that was a fucking reasonable case to fucking sue.
No, it's not.
So the fact that you can get fucking $100,000 just because your top fell off and it spilled on you. Out of some shit like, man, that's American dream.
Wow, that's American fuckery.
That's another good word you're putting it to. So I would love to see some shit like that. I would kill to see some shit like that. How many stupid McDonald's trials have they had?
Good God.
Oh, and it was a black woman, by the way, too.
Oh, boy, this makes it even better.
Oh, yeah, it always makes it better. Hey, man, my man Steve, he says, one thing I admire about you guys, especially you, P1, is that you go out of your way watching bullshit to create a unique list. I wouldn't go that far now. But he says, I prefer those over the typical crappy blockbuster list because I like to hear about films I never heard about or seen. Will you guys have any films on there that the general public may not be aware of? Yeah, Night of the Living Dead remake.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to be on there. That's damn sure. That is guaranteed.
Hey, Z's proud of that. Don't you criticize it.
I'm proud of it, too. I'm so glad I watched that.
I wouldn't... thank you for the praise there, but I don't necessarily think the list is that goddamn creative, if you ask me. I mean, there's probably like 3 or 4, maybe. And I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about like any other year. I might have done this or whatever. Might be mixed up, but yeah, I still... Usually there's still some blockbusters in there. I think, God, I'm trying to remember. What was the biggest film, like, blockbuster? Rush wasn't that big. Twelve Years a Slave, I guess, probably was the, if you will, the biggest. But I'm not even too sure about that, because that was more of the film market more than was the general audience. But...
Right.
I know on my worst of list, it usually is a lot more mainstream films than it is on my best of list. Because it's just fucking horrible.
Yeah, that might be like one or two things on that list. Maybe not the overall general public are not aware of. I don't know. You just have to wait and see. We'll find out, folks.
Oh, yeah. That day is coming, too. And I'm still not finished with that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
The worst thing about this year too, we said it last week, say it again, man, is that I don't know if it's just because we've seen so many goddamn movies now or whatever. I remember someone asked me and Lena this or whatever, you see so many bad movies, do they feel like the same at this point? We was like, oh, you know, at this point, yeah, kind of does. Now 2 years later and shit, to be asked that question, watching all these bad movies back to back, it's just like I really can't tell the difference as which one is worse now.
Yeah, right. It's just the same.
It's just either one I wouldn't watch. So I was like, either one I wouldn't recommend, I wouldn't watch, I wouldn't look at it or whatever and shit.
No, there's no way in hell I would even touch this shit for this goddamn podcast.
That's the best thing about living in, to go on your question, Steve, that's one of the best things about living in L.A. or New York, though, is that we got so much ways of getting to more movies than most people do in other states and shit.
Could be a blessing or a curse.
Most likely, sometimes it's a curse, especially fucking last year when I had to go when I saw White Tee on Starving Games. White Tee. You get that joke, Cody? White Tee. You get it? Whitey, White Tee. You get that joke?
Oh, man.
I fucking watched Starving Games in a fucking theater.
Oh, boy.
People tricked me, told me they was gonna go see Thor 2. Fucking Cynthia, you bitch. That's how I want to spend my Vegas trip. Watching goddamn Starving Games.
That is amazing.
And I knew something was up too. And I was like, oh, I got your ticket for you. Come on, just come over there. It's just like, hey, what the fuck somebody ever paid for my ticket? And then, when you see the credits for a Marvel movie, you expect to see other big blockbuster films and shit like that. And sometimes even other Marvel films and shit.
Yeah.
I didn't get that in the trailers or previews. So I'm just, like, sitting there the whole time. I was like, I'm getting a lot of comedy films and low-budget comedy films. Like, what's going on here? Shit. I was like, maybe that's just Vegas. I don't know. Maybe I've lived in L.A. so long. It's just, like, only an L.A. show big thing. But then I started seeing, I was like, hey, I saw Thor 2 last week. This ain't how it begins. What the fuck? It's not the same cinematographer. What? Right. And then that fucking Starving Game whistle fart noise. I was like, oh.
you see Jamie Kennedy pop up. You're like, oh.
Jamie Kennedy, was he in the Starving Game with the...
He was in the Starving Games. Yes, he was.
God damn, that dude is in every one of these fucking things in.
Man, that guy, man. Jamie fucking Kennedy, man. Ugh.
Aaron Freeberg and Jason Seltzer, you sons of bitches. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, I don't want to dwell on that bullshit.
And I don't want to spoil anything because we ain't going to talk about it, but would you people believe that there's a somewhat of a sequel to the Starving Games out that came out this year?
Oh, God.
And Cody has watched it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, people. Heads up there. Melinda, she says, she says, oh man, I miss hearing you guys' voices. Probably Cody's voices. sorry, I haven't commented in a while. I was having some serious boyfriend problems, but he's long gone now. Oh, you should have told us then. We would have helped you out. We give good advice on here.
Yeah, at least one of us does.
Yeah. One of us will find a way to give some good advice. I'm sure Google will tell me about it. I'm sure Dr. Nerd Love will give me some. Send me an email real quick. I'm good friends with them, so I think they send me an email right away if you ask. I mean, look at Dread 2.0. We gave him some good advice.
Yeah, he can kill himself next week.
Yeah. Cody, no, it wasn't that. It was 2 weeks later. Come on.
Oh, sorry, 2 weeks.
Yeah, he commented 3 times on the side. But to be fair, he took out the one he loved with him. And I don't mean on a date neither. So, so at that point, we do give great advice. That's CJ's friend, though. That motherfucker kept writing to CJ and shit.
He was CJ's friend, yeah.
Yeah.
In retrospect, makes so much sense nowadays.
Yeah, it does. That motherfucker kept asking CJ, oh, what do you think I should do with it? And it's just like, why do you keep asking CJ these questions? Oh. But she said, anyway, was curious as to what you guys thought of the Golden Globe nominations. Care to make some predictions? Ooh. That's my favorite.
Yeah, with these nominations up, I don't glance at them.
Yeah, I kind of glance. I'm pulling up as well. Let me check this bad boy out, though. everybody was trying to tell him about it, and the first thing that came out here, I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, ultimately, yeah. At the end of the day, I really don't give a fuck, but something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as far as like, and let me rephrase that. It's not that I don't give a fuck about the list. It's just that I don't give a fuck about people rushing out to be the first one to tell me the Golden Globe nominations. I'm just like, okay.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. Shit. Oh, but we got Best Drama. We got choices between Boyhood, Foxcatcher, The Imitation Game, Selma, and The Theory of Everything. Cody, what do you think gonna win that?
I'm hearing a lot of good things about Boyhood. So I think that might have a chance.
Man, Boyhood's got
that's my pick. Yeah.
Boyhood's got a lot of respect as far as the filmmaking is does. Very
ambitious fucking movie, man.
Yeah, very ambitious, unique, very different. Something you probably never seen. And the performances are just as fucking good. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's still playing in the Art House Theater down here by me. Mm-hmm. I do recommend it to people. Some people, though, I think it would be a little hard. It is a 3-hour film. I'm going on a level and shit. But I admired the work behind putting it. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? You shut up, ad. Shit. Get that ad out of here. You know, I didn't even think this movie was going to get nominated because I didn't think it came out this year. I thought it was going to come out next year. But then I re-looked it up. It comes out wider release next year. But that's Selma, the Martin Luther King film.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Selma.
I don't think that one's going to win, but that's my pick that I want to win.
Okay. Have you seen Selma yet?
Yeah, I saw it last month. Personally, I thought it was going to be shit. I'm not going to lie. I don't even know if I can be giving a review, right? Whatever, it comes out in 2 weeks. yeah, the thing was about it, the talent you saw, you know, the Cuban community, you're just like, oh, it's just some low-level talent really in here. You know, you don't really... Yeah, okay, whatever. But no, I was actually shocked by it. David Oyelowo, people, you don't know him, he's from Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That guy's good, man.
That guy was fucking fantastic in it. I gotta give him that. If this fucking ad don't shut the fuck up. Fucking playing still, whatever. Shit, damn. I don't give a fuck about you, Good Morning America, okay? Maybe Mrs. P1 would. She into that shit, but fuck you, people. Hey, man, best comedy. I got Birdman, Grand Budapest Hotel, Into the Woods, Pride, and Same Thing. Oh, Into the Woods. Oh.
Into the Woods. Wait, that's a comedy?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, it was the comedy part about it. It was waking me up at 9 a.m. On a Saturday morning to go see that shit. Yeah, that's the comedy part of it.
Okay. Right on, I guess.
I go with Birdman on that one, obviously. I haven't seen Pride, but I heard really fucking great things about it, matter of fact. Last time I saw it on Rotten Tomatoes, I think it had like 96%.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, comes out on Blu-ray pretty soon.
Oh, you said Blu-ray.
Oh, did I just say Blu-ray? Oh, okay, damn it. Oh, shit. I just fucking said the word where Cody's like, ugh, you so...
Ooh, okay, give me a second, D1.
You gonna be all right?
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, he's good. All right, people. I'll go with Birdman on that one. Best Director, Wes Anderson, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Ava DuVernay, Selma, David Fincher, Gone Girl, Alejandro Gonzalez, and Anata, whatever the fuck his last name is, Birdman, Richard Linklater, Boyhood.
Well, you can imagine who I'm going with on this one.
Man, that's a pretty good, strong choice there. I didn't think Wes Anderson was going to get nominated for it. I think that was Wes Anderson's best film, to be honest, too, by the way.
Okay.
Grand Book, because I'm not a fan of Wes Anderson. Selma, it's got something. I'm not going to say nothing because I don't want to spoil the review. Gone Girl, great film. Dave Fincher did a great job on it.
My guy. That's my guy.
You know the one that's getting a lot of praise, man. It's in every category. Birdman.
Birdman.
I think Birdman might do a little nice little sweep in some areas in some of these things where, because everybody's been praising that fucking movie. Richard Linklater, Boyhood. I think I might go with that one.
That's my choice as well, man. I think the process of filming that over a decade, man, that can't go unnoticed, man. So I don't expect anybody else to win it. But
I heard someone say for Ridley Scott, I don't understand the art or as an artist why he would make Exodus, right? And I remember going in my head, he ain't no fucking artist. It's about making that money, bitch.
That alien really said that. Ain't there no more.
Yeah, exactly. Shit, Exodus is a fucking cash. It's a fucking easy cash. Man, they ain't got shit to do being no artist. That is fucking money, bitch. Shit. And then I can seriously say with Richard Linklater, that was art. What he was striving to make in that film. Yeah. So I have to give that guy some credit. If that movie doesn't win Best Picture, I would definitely give it to Best Director then, at least.
Yeah, got you, man. I don't say you couldn't.
Yeah. Best actress in a drama. You got Jennifer Aniston in Cake. Which I ain't even see.
Oh, damn, I didn't know she got nominated. Wow.
Yeah, that's shocking or whatever.
Okay.
Is Cake that movie where she was in The Horrible Boss and she just took her pants off and just showed her cakes? Her ass cakes or whatever? Or no? Felicity Jones, The Theory of Everything, who was great. Julianne Moore, Still Alice, great in that too. Rosamund Pike, Gone Girl, and Reese Witherspoon, Wild. As much as I'd love to give it to my girl Reese Witherspoon, because she was fucking fantastic, and she's like the female version of Matthew McConaughey for me.
Oh, really? She has that renaissance going on right now?
Yeah, man. She's got that renaissance, these little indie films. She had about 3 this year, and she had like, I want to say when Mud came out, she did 2 as well. Which was Mud and another film. Man, she's just been knocking it out the park, man, with these films or whatever. I was like, damn, man, I never thought that. You know, obviously, I thought she was hot or whatever, but her movies back then sucked, so.
Man, I know you always had love for Reese.
Oh, yeah, and that chin.
I know that. Yeah.
I love that chin. I'd love to grease that chin up one day and just rub that shit across my ball, man. I sort of. Man, shit. You ever gave a chin job, Reese? A chin job, when I met her at the Oscars or whatever, even though it was for a quick second and shit, you should have saw that look I gave her up and down, like, girl, you just don't know, Reese. If you listen to this, which you are, you just don't know. I'd make a Reese's Pieces out your ass so quick. You just wouldn't know. You goddamn right. Shit, the vanilla kind. It's mint chocolate up in this bitch. Holidays is in season, girl. Come on. But I think I might have to go with Rosamund Pike on Gone Girl for that one.
Yeah, that's the only one I've seen out of that list. So, yeah. Bit biased, but hey.
Yeah. Rosamund Pike was great. Maybe if... Gone Girl and Wild, that'd be my 2 choice, but I'll go more on Rosamund Pike era. I thought Rosamund Pike really made that movie.
She came out of nowhere, man. She on nobody's radar. Let's be real.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Nobody was talking about her for that fucking movie.
Nobody.
Matter of fact, nobody even knew she was gonna be alive in the fucking movie.
Hey, the marketing was great on that film.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, or whatever. Didn't even think she was gonna be fucking alive in that film, whatever. And she turned out to be the best thing of that film, man. She does such a crazy 180. And then when it gets to the ending and you just see that, you just like, I don't know what to do with this bitch right now. Yeah, everything in that movie, because I don't think it's going to win that many awards or whatever. She definitely needs to get one.
Yeah.
We got Best Actor in a Drama because Ben Affleck didn't even get nominated. So
it's competition, man.
No, and I think the best two of those things is gonna get is probably Best Director and Best Actress in a Drama or whatever and shit. And I'm talking for the Oscars as well too. I think that's the only probably nominations it may get, but it may get Best Picture too, just to fill in that top 10 quota and shit. But it looked like The Theory of Everything is getting a lot of buzz right now too. Yeah, so
that's getting a whole lot of buzz.
Great movie, fucking loved it.
Yeah, so I've heard. Yeah.
Best actor in a drama, though. Steve Carell, Foxcatcher. Who would ever thought that nigga would get nominated? Benedict Cumberbatch, The Imitation Game. Jake Gyllenhaal, Nightcrawler. David Oyelowo, Selma, and Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything.
Yeah,
Oh yeah, the LA side. Yeah.
Yes. Come on, man. Jake Gyllenhaal, man.
Yeah, easily. I mean, I gotta give him that one, man. That was the creepiest performance I've seen all year. So.
I cannot get that movie out of my head, man.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler.
As good as David Oyelowo was, I don't think he even hit. And even Eddie Redmayne for playing a fucking Stephen Hawking, man. I thought he did a better job than Stephen Hawking did. And Steve Carell, I give him all the credit in the world for Foxcatcher. I have a feeling though, even though I'm going for Jake Gyllenhaal, I have a feeling Steve Carell's gonna win it.
I can see that happening.
I think he's getting more buzz out of the other nominees here. The only one, because Jake Gyllenhaal is not, I think he's getting the shaft in this, to be honest. David Oyelowo may get it. We have to wait and see till the movie comes out, see how that goes and shit. Benedict Cumberbatch, that movie's been out for 2 weeks. I ain't heard a single goddamn word about that film.
Yeah, I just recently heard about it, like within the last week and a half. So I can't really say much.
And I heard it's a great film. I actually have it right here and shit. I still haven't watched it. I heard it's a really great film in it, but I don't think he's really getting that much buzz about it. And Eddie Redmayne, I think he's second to Steve Carell as far as getting some buzz right now, as far as what he did with Stephen Hawking. So I think Steve Carell might take this the Golden Globe here. What we got here? We got Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy. We got Ralph Fiennes in The Grand Budapest Hotel, Michael Keaton in Birdman, Bill Murray, St. Vincent, Joaquin Phoenix, Inherent Vice, Christoph Waltz, Big Eye, Big Ass Eyes.
That's a tough category right there.
Ralph Fiennes was great, but I gotta go with Michael Keaton on this one.
Scott being a bitch again.
Yep, Scott's being a bitch again.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Scott's being a bitch on that.
Oh, Lady Skype.
Love Skype, whatever. But we got Best Supporting Actress. You got Patricia Arquette, Boyhood, Jessica Chastain, A Most Violent Year, Keira Knightley, The Imitation Game, Emma Stone, Birdman, Meryl Streep, Into the Woods.
You didn't seem too high Into the Woods, so I imagine Streep was probably a no-go for you.
Oh, we'll have to wait and see the review. You never know.
Just a vibe, I guess. I don't know. Got a feeling.
Oh, you never know. You remember my Dumb and Dumber review. I loved it.
That is true. You love Dumb and Dumber.
I loved it. Fucking love that movie.
Yeah. I'm sure I was going to be in your top 10 list.
Oh, yeah. A Most Violent Year. I am fucking curious to see that fucking movie.
I am as well.
I don't think it comes out to
at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, like after, it's after Christmas or some shit. I think it's like December 28th or some shit like that.
Right.
But it got a lot of fucking praise. It looks really fucking good from that trailer, so I'm not going to lie. Since I haven't seen that movie, I'm going to have to go with Patricia Arquette in Boyhood then. But
okay.
I would definitely go for Jessica if that... Because Jessica Chastain, I think, is a great actress. I've yet to see her in anything, though, where I think she mind-blown me.
Uh-huh.
And I think that movie probably is it.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Cannot wait. Goddamn, there's a lot of fucking categories. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to go through all these fucking categories.
Yeah, there's a whole lot. So
there's a fucking whole lot of categories.
Spend this whole damn podcast talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. We can spend it. Matter of fact, that's his own show and his own shit right there. Yeah, huh?
It really is.
Yeah, yeah. Melinda, I ain't going through all that shit, girl. Mac 2.0, he says, so, fellas, what are your thoughts on that new Mad Max Fury Road trailer?
Mad Max, the Wayne biopic.
Yeah, Wayne. By the way, Amethyst Chaos, he says, so, guys, are you excited about Wayne's biopic Mad Max Fury Road?
I gotta say, man, it looks like insane as I don't know what, and it looks like the good kind of insane. My kind of insane.
Yeah.
I want to see the hell out of that movie. I'm not gonna lie.
That shit looks insane, crazy, a lot of shit going on, and I'm looking forward to having a good time watching it.
Hell yes, that looks exactly the kind of movie it is.
If a movie ever had to be crazy and you're gonna be titled Mad Max, I expect nothing but crazy then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm
looking
forward to that movie.
Yeah, I thought it looked cool. I thought it looked good. Like you said, something to definitely get me back into it. Probably going to go back and watch the original Mad Max. I haven't seen those in fucking forever, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and everybody knows Tom Hardy's my boy.
Tom
my boy. So you goddamn right. Oh, and then the lovely, the most lovely, Charlize Theron.
Oh yeah, Miss Theron.
She had to ugly herself up, but she
cannot ugly herself up pretty well. Well, she, nah, I take that monster. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you see Monster? She only did that this movie to try to get me to stay away from her, but girl, that didn't work.
Oh, she did get a haircut, man. That's not enough.
That didn't work at all, girl. I'm telling you, right now. Bald headed. You'd be bald headed, shaved, one head, one titty on the left or something like that. I wouldn't give a fuck. You still on my list. You on my radar, girl. I'm gonna get that, Cody. Don't you worry.
Alright, okay. Is that your lifelong goal?
That's on my bucket list, goddammit. That's on my fucking bucket list. I'm gonna get that ass. Don't you worry, shit. I see your little Facebook post, girl. Shit. How you follow? I follow. You bring your little South African ass over to Long Beach. Shit. Get some culture into me real quick, you know?
House.
You goddamn right. Shit. Step one, door. In other words, you walk through the door, you get raped. Oh man, I got some questions from that Exodus review, man. My man Daryl, he says, I like it. I got all the comments. I just looked at their names. It's nothing but niggas. Everybody know Daryl's a black name. Come on now. He says, I don't see how you can't be angry, P1. This is a real serious issue. White people portraying black people in a period piece is just awful. Wait a minute. Black people?
What?
But, last time I checked, these people were Middle Eastern, but okay.
Right.
You're going to get your facts right first, bro. Before you get... I don't think you can get angry, bro, if you don't know the facts.
Yeah.
Let me repeat that in case people didn't hear. White people portraying black people in a period piece is just awful. Alrighty then. Do you think after all the rage people has been given this casting that Hollywood will start to change their racist ways?
No.
I was about to say, I don't even think this is fucking racist, to be honest.
I wouldn't say it's racist. It's
no.
It's unfortunate. Kind of sucks, but I don't want to say it's like outright racist.
That's how business goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, first of all, it's not white people portraying black people. It's white people portraying Middle Eastern people. Personally, I don't think... The reason why I'm not angry about it is because I don't think it's a serious issue, if you ask me. Now, it's a serious issue, but let me say this one word that's going to make it not so goddamn serious no more. Entertainment. I don't give a two shits about what goes on in fucking entertainment. See, that's the problem. I'm about to get in my Bill Cosby mode. See, this is the problem with America, is that they are so confined with what their entertainment portrays and shit like that, that they will go on rants, bust testicles, and do all kinds of shit. But when it comes to real serious issues, Americans don't give two goddamn shits about it.
Yeah.
Now, if it revolves around America, entertainment... Such as whether it's Bill Cosby raping a bitch 30 years ago or something like that, whatever. I just want to stand up and be real to people now after 30 years and shit like that. Oh, people glued to that fucking TV. They want to know about that, Cody. They want to know about that. But the people that got their homes in cave and shit like that, nobody give a fuck about that.
No, nobody. All that third world country and starving and world hungry.
Thank you. Don't nobody give two shits about that.
Nobody cares about that.
People are more people are more concerned of what the fucking Kardashians are fucking doing than what.
Yeah.
And the thing is too, people can sit up here and say, "Oh, I hate that show." Yeah, their ratings will say differently.
Right.
Because apparently a lot of fucking people, that's that Twilight effect or whatever. People go like, "Oh, Twilight's a piece of shit, but I'm gonna go see it because it's a piece of shit." I'm gonna tell you this right now, Twilight is not a movie so bad that you need to go see.
No.
So the fact that
it's horrible.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that you paying to go see it means you just want to fucking watch it.
Right.
Because there's nothing exciting about the fucking movie at all to go see.
Oh, fuck
no. No. I've sat in all of them and watched them all. I ain't found a goddamn thing exciting to come back to report about. To tell you to go sit your ass in the theater to go pay for it and watch it. So no. So no, Daryl, I don't, that's one reason why I don't get angry in these little fields or whatever and shit, is because to me, it's just fucking entertainment, and that's just the way business goes. Now, granted, I've heard podcasts, I've read reports about the anger and stuff like that, and this is not me disagreeing with any of what they say. I agree with all of it. I think that fucking, I think the business is stupid and shit like that, and that the fact that they should have got Middle Eastern people and stuff. But am I going to blow my goddamn Tesco over? No.
No.
Because you know why? Nobody got hurt. That's true. Yeah, nobody got hurt. Nobody was injured. Nobody homes got destroyed. Nobody lost a job. Nobody, nothing like that or whatever shit. So I don't, it's just entertainment to me.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. Just entertainment. It doesn't dilute the original story. The original story didn't happen.
Exactly.
If you believe in that shit. But yeah.
You know, so people believe in that. Yeah, exactly. It's always there. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know why people getting so butthurt about this film, but the first film I saw in this foreign make, it was white people in that movie as well.
What was that? The Ten Commandments?
Yeah, the Ten Commandments. Yeah. Damn, that's definitely one of them. It was the Cleopatra movie. So.
Oh, sorry, Cleopatra, yeah.
Yeah, you know that's some bullshit for your ass right there and shit like that. So, I'm not going to get ball-hurted over a movie that came out in 2014 when there was movies back in 1970 being made in that problem, so.
Right, and I'm pretty sure people are going to forget about this shit in like a month or two.
Did I not say that in that review, too? This movie is going to be forgettable. I'm going to forget it next week.
I'm talking about this shit. Nobody.
So, I'm damn sure not. The movie's over and done with. Came out and done there. So, I'm not going to sit up here and argue with it no more of that. Oh, it should have been. It's been made already. It's done.
Yeah.
Nothing you can say. It's nothing you can do about it. And I'm not about to waste my breath on a podcast talking about I wish Middle Eastern people and stuff like that would have been in this. No, the fuck you don't. Because you wouldn't have gone seen it anyway. Shit.
Maybe some shit 5 years from now, record. And you know what, man? Fuck that Exodus movie.
Yeah. Man, fuck that. I'm going to tell you this right now. Whenever you quote a movie or something like that and go like, oh, when this happened and this or whatever and shit, I don't think Exodus is going to be one of those movies 5 years from now that gets brought up.
Come on now, hell no.
No. I really don't think that. Exodus is going to be forgotten. Shit. Lamar. You know that's a nigga. Come on.
I hate to say it, but...
Come on now. I ain't never seen so many black people on this site.
On the Exodus review, no less.
On the goddamn Exodus review, too. At that or whatever shit.
Lamar.
I love it. He says, don't you guys think this would have been a better film? I bet he ain't even seen the goddamn film. If Moses was Denzel Washington.
No.
Okay. Ramses being Idris Elba. Zoe Saldana or someone other than Sigourney Weaver. Okay, first, Zoe Saldana ain't even black.
Out of all those names listed, I think Zoe Saldana would be the best one for passing as that ethnic Egyptian.
Yeah.
Those other motherfuckers? No. No way in hell.
Oh, she'd probably make a badass Cleopatra. Oh, yeah, I'd give her that and shit like that, but she ain't even... people keep getting mixed up. She ain't even fucking black, number one. She's fucking Dominican. Idris Elba as fucking Ramsey? Hell no.
No. Cut him bald.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Got that big-ass head and shit. I'm going to tell you this right now. People keep saying about, they got Denzel Washington as well. I'm saying Denzel Washington wouldn't do this shit. He wouldn't do this shit. If he didn't want to be Lex Luthor, what the fuck make you think he want to be goddamn Moses? How many roles we didn't heard Denzel Washington turn down and shit like that? And for all we know, they probably was in the goddamn cast room. They just didn't get the part, so shit.
That could be true.
I love how people keep naming black people, though, to portray these roles. Like,
you guys do realize where these people were from.
Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my God. Like, I understand everybody comes from a fucking black descent of something poor or whatever and shit, but you ain't gotta be naming the blackest African niggas you know and shit just being a fucking Middle Eastern film, okay? Jesus Christ.
Morgan Freeman is Moses.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Zoe Saldana, other than Sigourney Weaver, Denzel Washington, No. Idris Elba. Once again, who the fuck keeps thinking Idris Elba is a bankable star?
Right. I think people are confusing this with just being a black thing. No, that's not what this is about.
Trying to make some money, shit.
Oh, not the least.
Denzel Washington, no doubt, can bring the money in, but that nigga wouldn't do. I can tell you this right now, straight up, and I'm speaking for him too. He wouldn't do this shit.
No.
know for a fact. So I don't know.
I don't know. Him really's got a buzz, but nah.
Denzel's at a point in his age where he doesn't have to constantly. When he does work or whatever, he's either doing it for fun or he's doing it for an Oscar and shit like that. I don't think Denzel would do some shit like this personally.
No.
Oh man, all this Exodus talk. Seems like people just repeating themselves about the cast and whatever. So you know what? We just gonna get an intermission. We gonna talk about what's coming up, Cody, man.
Okay, pop my feet up, listen on real quick.
Let me pour this drink root. No, you know what? No, that's a bad idea. That is a bad idea. But Cody, hey, man.
What's up?
Man, well, by the time people hear this weekend, man, that's about to be the Movie Spoilers podcast recording.
That is right.
Phenomenon.
Right, just on the horizon.
That is on the horizon. Oh, and then that's gonna be Christmas week too. So you know, next week is our Christmas show, man.
Oh, like
gifts, fucking merry. Oh yes, drinks. Be merry. It's the China Club, bitches. The China Club. Oh wait a minute. Oh no, don't do that no more. I try to. Can't be fucking with these Asians no more.
Not do that.
No, hell no. They'd be like, oh, hack your shit. Like, go ahead. I just got True Detective emails and shit like that.
I think that's some stereotype.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't got shit. People know my business. I put it on here. But yeah, man, we got. We not doing the best and worst of next week, but we doing the top 10 best and worst super best and worst superhero films, man.
That is right. I just finished up my list too.
Oh snap! I finished mine too. Not only we doing that though, people, because that shit was confusing how I was stating it last time. But we gonna throw in also an extra list in there on that best and worst. We gonna throw a top 5 from both me and your spoiling host Cody. About what we think were 5 superhero films that changed the game.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a good one.
And you know what? Thinking about that, I could have made a top 10 out of that. I was like, damn, actually, you know, I'd have more hard time with that. Because I was like, well, this one kind of did this too. But this one did this as well. I was like, damn. So I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to hope on Cody then. Maybe he put that on his list then. So
Maybe. We will find out.
We will see. I'm pretty sure probably our list probably looks the same. Yeah. Batman got that knowledge. But oh man, that's coming next week, Cody.
Yes it is.
And then obviously we got the Christmas show. We got a special unwrap the box presentation. Oh, Cody gotta open that gift.
In that box. It better be a fucking Blu-ray or else I'm gonna raise hell.
Hold on one moment there. gotta go make an exchange real quick then.
You better fucking do it. My plan.
Okay, pause.
Not laughing right now, motherfucker.
Oh shit. When that motherfucker laughed, I mean he fucking around, see?
No fucking around next week.
Oh man, Cody. Oh, but what else, Cody? People's like, well, what else is coming?
Oh, there's more.
Oh, Cody, come on now. Come on now. My nigger, come on now. My nigger, come on now, man. Come on, my nigger. You know something else coming in or whatever and shit, because obviously, Cody, they're gonna get some good reviews next week, too.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, because you know that Hobbit is coming.
Oh, boy, the Hobbit. One of y'all been waiting for, the one I know CJ been waiting for, too.
That Hobbit is coming, though. Oh, my God. That Ant, Black Annie.
Oh, Blanny.
Blanny. Blanny. Get the fuck out of here, Blanny.
Got your favorite actor in there, man.
Oh my God, goddamn. God, I love Jamie Foxx. You know I love Jamie Foxx.
You got that post on your wall, man. I know you do.
Oh yeah. You saw the Spider. Oh yeah, that's right. The Amazing Spider-Man post. That's right.
Yeah, you took off that Martin Luther King poster.
Yeah.
That Electro poster.
You goddamn right. And then I photoshopped Green Goblin off there to put the Electro on there. It's the worst Photoshop job you'll ever see, but still. It fits.
Performance.
Yeah, even it doesn't beat that performance. What are you talking about? nothing beating that performance. Performance of the year. Why wouldn't he nominate in the Golden Globe? I call him bullshit on that one. But yeah, that man, that's coming to a story. Then we also got the Throwback Tuesday Christmas show.
Christmas style.
Oh, okay. My God. All this Christmassy shit, man.
Okay. So getting some nostalgia Christmas blues in there.
Shit. Like people, you know that Poland. That Poland ends. It ends this week. It ends this week. That Christmas Poland. Yeah.
I better vote right now.
You better get your ass over there and vote, man.
Cast my vote.
You need to go over there and vote right now. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying right now.
Here we go. Just made my vote right there.
Oh, there you go. I'm just saying, people. And you know what? Even though next week is busy for us, we got all this shit coming. That's just a warm up week. That is the warm up week, Cody, for the week after.
Oh my God.
The week after is gonna be fucking extreme, bruh.
Man, are we up for this, man? I don't know.
I don't know, people. Hey, but another thing is, too, I said that Hobbit is coming out. Cody, you love The Hobbit.
Hey, love is a strong word. I like The Hobbit.
You love The Hobbit, like I said.
If you want to interpret it that way, go ahead.
You love the book, don't you?
I never read the book, so can you comment on that?
Then how the fuck you got any feelings for these movies? And I don't get I'm lost.
Just period attempt value, my friend.
Cody like, nigga, I'll read. Shit. Blu-ray, nigga. Shit. What the hell wrong with you, nigga? Didn't we discuss this already? Yes, sir, we did. Sorry, master. But you know what? People out there, they love the fucking book. They love it.
They do.
Some people love the book more than the movie. They say the movie is wrong.
Oh, yeah. I hear that from everywhere.
Wayne especially. He talks about it all the time. He said, the fucking movies don't make no sense. They don't even follow the book.
Well, not a lot of things make sense in Wayne's World, but yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Wayne's World was a bad movie. I agree with you on that one. A very bad movie. Anyway, I was talking about the Wayne, though. Australian Wayne.
That's
but,
right. Yeah, it was Mad Max.
Mad Max himself, whatever. But you know what, people? Why don't you head over to MovieSpoilersPodcast.com. You click on my little Fandango ad right there, whatever shit, to purchase your Hobbit tickets.
Damn, I'm about to do that right now.
Oh, you know what you get with that, though, Cody? You get an ebook download, Cody.
I don't give a fuck about an ebook. It doesn't come with a Blu-ray.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Damn it. Oh, you know what? That's not for you then, Cody.
Fuck
that Fandango. That's not for you, man. That's not for you. For people, other than Cody. Let me get Cody out the way. Move, nigga.
Yeah, keep my ass quiet. Fuck this.
Get the hell out the way. But people that do want to read that book, if you want to see differences and similarities between the book and the movie, you need to purchase your tickets from Fandango off MoviesPostPodcast.com, bitch. Drink, bitch. or I guess the other word for this one is purchase, bitch. You purchase this, man, you gonna get the fucking book, dude, with this.
Man, see, not only you get a movie ticket, but you get a book.
You know who we need to tell this to is CJ. You need to read the book.
Yes.
Well, hey.
Doing goddamn well, he hasn't read anything else. Like
ever.
So
you know what? Yeah, if CJ, if you ever had to read in your life, maybe The Hobbit is one of them.
That would be a book for CJ, yes.
Oh yeah. Hey, you know what? Cody, you love that Annie trailer. I know you do.
Oh man, that's my favorite trailer of the year, actually.
I know you love that song in it too, right?
Oh, I love it, man. I wish they had the Jay-Z version on there, but
I'll take what I can get. Well, do I got a surprise for you then, Cody? If you're going to go see the movie, you need to go to MoviesPostPodcast.com, click on the Fandango ad, on the Annie ad, and okay. When you purchase your tickets off there, you get a free song download off the soundtrack.
Wow, man. You changed my tune on Fandango, man. I was about to cast them out, man. Cast them away, but you just brought me back in.
So now you can probably pick that song. You pick that song, bitch! Bigot! You can pick it!
Annie. Okay, here we go. Right here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Look at my iPhone is lighting up right now. Look at that. That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
He about to play that. Oh, God. Don't play. We can't. Don't spoil the song for them.
No.
Don't do that.
We'll play it during Christmas time, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Time it right now.
It really isn't right. Cody, you love Jurassic Park.
Oh, come on, man. That's one of my favorite movies, man, of all time.
damn, he's like, P1, stop. It's too much. Stop. God damn it. I'm like, no, Cody, no. Can't stop.
Too much.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Did they bring out a new Blu-ray set or something? Is that what you're telling me, sir?
No. What I'm here to tell you is, because I know you don't give a fuck. I know you don't fucking give a fuck, but you're going to give a fuck right now. Cody, how would you like to win a trip to the world premiere of Jurassic World?
That sounds good to me, man. Not gonna lie.
How would you like to be the first to see Jurassic World?
The first to see Jurassic World? Wow. You see, you know, the only thing that would be better than that is I was the first one to purchase a Blu-ray. So is that possible if I win this trip?
It is if you meet my cousin Ray Ray on 59th and Long Beach Boulevard on the corner. You'll see his gray car there. You can purchase out the back of his trunk.
Okay, well, you gotta give me his number after this podcast.
Don't worry, I'll give you this. Now, I'll put it on the air, actually, whatever. So. I'll put it on the air to get that nigga some business. but people, Fandango got an ad for that bitch.
Right there, man, on the sidebar.
You head over to moviesfolkspodcast.com, bitch, and you click on the Fandango ad, bitch, and you enter in your information. To win a world trip. You have the chance to win a trip. Matter of fact, I'm not going to lie to you people. I actually entered in one of these contests before.
Man, I think it's destiny, man. It's like right next to my face.
And Cody, you think I'm lying if I say this, but I've actually won one of these sweepstakes on my site.
Oh, damn. You yourself won it on your own site. Wow.
Yeah. It was, I forgot what the contest was, or you just enter your name. It was a sweepstakes. You enter your name and your info and shit, they send you a $100 Fandango gift card.
Well, damn.
So what does that tell you, people? If I won, you can win. Bitch.
Hey. Hey, if you use your mind, anything is possible.
Yeah, use your mind, bitch. Drink, bitch. Oh, anything's possible, bitch. Oh shit, he just oh, wait a minute, that's not it. Wait, that is drift.
Hold on. Wait, that sounds a bit different to
you. That's the remix, bitch. Man, Cody, let me tell you what the number 5 film was.
Okay, yeah. Please, yeah, let it all last it slow, man.
It was let me change my tone of voice now. It was that Big Hero 6, baby. Big Hero 6 brought in $6.1 million. The budget on that, man, was $165 million. It's made over now $185.3 million, 68.2 overseas worldwide. $253.5 million, baby.
Well, hey, Big Hero's do big things, man.
Big things, baby. It's gonna gross that $200 million mark. It's gonna hit $200 million.
Oh yeah, I have no doubt about that.
Man, you goddamn right. Hey, man. But the number 4, man. Top 5. That Chris Rock film.
Number 4.
Oh yeah, I don't know the budget on this, but it brought in $7.2 million, man. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I bet the movie didn't cost that goddamn much neither, because these fucking actors are all washed up, so.
Not wrong.
Yeah, not wrong. Only biggest name in there is Kevin Hart, and that ain't really saying much, so. You've been up, you've been down, you've been low. The number 3 film, S. Penguins of Madagascar. $7.3 million. Cody, like, damn, that movie's just staying there. Cody, that movie cost $132 million, though. And it's only brought in $58.8 million.
Maybe they haven't been up like I originally thought.
No. Overseas, though, $116
million. Yeah, pretty much everything does good overseas.
Oh, yeah, because The Hobbit opened up over there and made $117 million, so.
Yeah.
Worldwide, $174 million for the Penguins of Madagascar. So they're pretty bombing over here, yeah.
Yeah. People are like, I gotta take my kids to see.
Yeah, exactly, because that shit's on TV for free. The number 2 film, though, dropping from number 1, man. The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1, bringing in 13.
Oh, someone finally took it down.
Oh, yeah. Bringing in $13.2 million. The budget on that was $125 million. Domestically, $277. Overseas, $334 million. Worldwide, $611 million, baby.
Jesus.
That movie said, This shit, girl on fire still, bitch. You better, you best believe it, goddamn it. That's what she's saying. She's saying you best believe I'm on fire.
Sleeping on money and whistling that Mockingjay, jingle, whatever.
The fuck, oh, they gonna whistle that shit to the death of it. They gonna whistle it to the death of it. And then, you know, obviously that number one, man, is the most controversial film of the year. Or at least to black people. Exodus, Gods and Kings, man. That movie brought in $24.5 million, man. The budget on that was $140 million. Overseas, $49.8 million. Worldwide, $74.3 million. I don't know. You know, I will say this. I think the movie will stick around in the top five long because it ain't really much shit coming out for the next weeks other than The Hobbit.
Yeah, it'll probably stick around, man, but I don't see it having a good turn overall.
Nope. I think it's going to probably bring in like $10 million next week, $10 million there, and shit like that. I think overall, when it gets finished, it'll probably end up in $70 million somewhere.
Just like we said, nobody's going to remember this shit.
Nope. Because nobody gave a fuck to see it, obviously. Hey, Cody, man, that was the box office, man.
Oh, that's it? Man. No more Remix Driss?
Nah, Remix Driss is gone now. He gone.
Really?
He gone, baby. He gone. Don't worry. Gone, girl.
Okay, I guess he'll be back next week.
He'll be back next week. He gonna sprinkle some love for you, man. What'd you think of that remix?
Oh, man, that remix is lovely, man. That just set the mood perfectly.
That is the Driss. That is what the Driss will
that's
do.
That's what he does, man. He sets the mood.
Well, there's no other way of doing it than setting the mood by the Driss.
No other way.
But Cody, you know what? It's time for your favorite segment of the show, man.
Boy, you talk about setting the mood. Hold on, let me get my lube ready.
Get the lube ready. Oh shit, he put it in there. Get the. Oh shit, here it go. Yeah. Cody, I'm about to break your heart this week, though.
What?
I gotta break your heart this week, man.
Don't do that.
There's only one Blu-ray coming out this week, man.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep. So that, you know what?
T1, what the hell am I supposed to blow my money on?
Blow it on this one Blu-ray, baby. Because you know what? It's worth it.
Okay. I might just buy like 10 copies this week. I'll just do that.
Just give her back $100 and just run out there. Tell her, don't keep the chain.
All right. You know what? Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll just do that.
Yeah. It's been working for you so far. Just do it again, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Hey, but that one movie is something we already talked about. That's Pride, man.
Pride.
It's got Bill Nighy in that, baby.
Okay.
I know you excited about that movie. I know it. I know.
Yeah. I'm going to take great pride in buying the fuck out of this movie. Tell you that right now.
I know you're going to buy like 20 fucking copies and shit just to show us off and shit like that, but I can't wait to hear about it, Cody. I cannot wait to hear about it.
I can't wait to report about it, man.
Well, hey, that's all that matters, man. As long as you were able to report about it, tell us about your thoughts and how you spent all the money on it, then, hey, man, that's all good and gold, baby.
Hey, man, it's all an experience, man. It's an experience.
The whole experience of going broke. We understand. Cody loves going broke, people, over Blu-rays.
Oh, man, yeah. That's what I do, man. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't blame him. Hey, spend it what you want.
Hey, yeah. My fucking money, so I can do whatever the fuck I want with it.
That's right. Hey, but Cody, I was fucking with you, man. There's two Blu-rays out this week.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you would, man.
I'm fucking with you, dude.
Don't do that again, man, because I tend to get angry sometimes people to do that. I know. Don't fucking do that again.
I know. Hey, I know. I know God you get violent and shit like that. Hey, man, but Steve Coogan, man. He had a nice little film out, Philomena, last year.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Oscar nominee. Yeah, that's right. And he got a little film out this week as well.
Okay.
The Trip to Italy.
Trip to Italy? I want to take a trip to Italy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's nice out there.
That's what I heard.
Yes. Don't you got to take it from my word, though. Baby. Why I became the big bopper, I don't know. But the alcohol's great out there, at least.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, trip to Italy.
I tasted some from out there. So
I was about to say, yeah, you've had a taste of Italy before.
Uh-huh.
Courtesy of someone phenomenal. That's all I got to say.
Yes. We don't want to name any names, but yeah.
Hey, I didn't name no names. I just said phenomenal, that's all.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, man, but we got upcoming movies, man. And we got, obviously, like I said, The Hobbit. We got, Hobbit, man. I know you excited about that.
I really don't give a shit anymore. Yeah. I like the movies, man. Whatever. I'm going to watch, of course. But I have no real emotional investment in this goddamn franchise. So, hey, if it's good, it's good. If it's not, fuck it. Don't care.
Well, all right, then. He says he loves it, I guess. I don't know. Hey, man, I know you're excited about this, though, because it's Robin Williams' last film, man. Night at the Museum, man.
Oh, boy. Had to be this film, man.
Night at the Museum. Ben Stiller returning, man.
Well, why can't he just make, like, another Tropic Thunder type movie? Why can't he make these goddamn Night at the Museums? I don't get it.
Because they're great.
Thunder was awesome.
Because they're great.
Jesus.
I only see one reason why to keep making them, because they're great. People love them. They want to hear about it. They need to know about it. Because they're great.
Yes.
And plus, people want to see Robin Williams in his last film, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, maybe that'll bring in some more box office bullshit franchise.
Don't take people's pride away from this now. People need to see this. People need to see this. But Cody, our trailer talk tonight, man. That's Annie. That's Blanny.
Oh, Blanny.
Because this is the most movie you're excited about this week. I know. So let me go ahead and play this trailer for you, Dan, real quick.
Let me put on my New York hat.
Oh, yeah. Put it on. Yeah. Put your Electro shirt on, too, while you're at it.
All right. I'm going to do that. Hold on. 1 second. There it goes. All right. Ready.
All right. Cool.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Hopefully it says Jay-Z on the back of it.
Okay. So you want to put a little Sharpie on here real quick. There we go. All
right. All right. Cool. Trailer play.
Can you read your note again? Please take care of our baby. Her name's Annie. There's half a locket around her neck, so when we come for her, you know that she's our girl.
I hate this black bitch.
Come on, rats!
I hate this trailer.
Why are you running?
Gets me places quicker.
Little kids. Kids with germs.
Will, this is really gonna help your race for mayor.
Her name is Annie. She'll be staying with Mr. Stacks for a while.
You want me to play daddy?
It's the hard knock life.
Oh, God.
It's the hard knock life.
You're not really thinking about doing this.
We won't even know she's there. It's like having
what is it with trailers this year playing hip-hop songs?
I don't know, man.
That's right.
Like,
this is what it's like living.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Is he nice?
I think so. He just doesn't know it yet.
I think I had a marshmallow until I was 8 years old.
Pretty fun though, right?
Let's see how small of a bite of graham cracker I can take.
Oh my God, Jamie Foxx, stop making an ass of yourself.
Why are you so nice to me the way I treat you?
Annie, she's changing everything.
See you later. Aren't you glad I'm back?
No, bitch.
It's a miracle. We found her parents.
We think so. Your secret's safe with me. That you care.
Oh, God.
Someone just posted a picture of me on Twitter.
Whoa, my hair is gigantic.
You got some big-ass teeth, too.
Make breakfast. Don't let your food get cold.
Mm, okay. Annie, you got me eating this thing up like a dog. This is bad. What is it? Paprika?
Okay, cut this shit off. I can't take no more.
That trailer's still going, man.
God, I know. That's the thing about it. It just makes some worn-out fucking joke. Like, they already showed the goddamn title card. Just fucking end the goddamn thing. Just stop wasting it with this half-ass joke. Shit. Fuck me, man. Fuck. I like how this has been getting, not controversy like Exodus has, but more of like, oh, they're remaking Annie with a black hair. That's cool. No, it's not. Nobody want to fucking see this shit. And the first original Annie wasn't fucking good.
Were people really clamoring for an Annie remake?
CJ was.
That's CJ.
He got some underage girl in there. Oh, but she's black. Oh.
I guess that reminds him of his daughter. got that fucked up hair, so
it does kind of look like it, or whatever. It look like shit ain't been combed and stuff like that. So yeah,
his daughter's
planning. His daughter's planning. Oh, she must have shaved that eyebrow, those eyebrows, dark ass eyebrows, too. She had.
Wow, this makes perfect sense. Family abandoned her.
So CJ's Jamie Foxx is. What he said. He just picks her up and go like, "Girl, what's wrong with you? Why you running?" And then just leaves her and shit like that. Makes perfect sense. Okay, that movie I want to see now. Man, and ain't nobody trying to see this shit, man.
Man, I couldn't give two fucks about this movie.
But according to Sony, because of the hack, people already fucking saw it. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's a Sony film.
God. Oh yeah, man! You know, Jamie Foxx and Sony go together like peas and pie.
They were loving them some Jamie Foxx lately. Let's see.
Yeah, he's the new Adam Sandler for Sony.
Oh boy, that's not something you want to be compared to.
That's very positive. What are you talking about?
Was it 99?
Hey, 99 problems and Annie ain't one.
I tip my hat to you, sir.
Yes. I got some rap swag, you know. Swag, you know. I fucking hate that word. I despise black people that say that word and everything about it. So,
it's the only word, but yeah.
Yeah. Hey man, but that's been this episode, man. It's time to get out of here, Cody.
Oh, that's it, man.
Yeah, I know you sad.
Oh man, I was having so much fun, man.
I know you had fun, Cody.
Yeah, man, it's not.
I just
gotta go back to more drinking. Damn.
Okay. Yeah, other than Skype being a bitch,
it was inevitable.
Yeah, oh yeah, hell yeah, you gotta drink. Other than Skype being a bitch, it was a good show.
True that.
Oh yeah, people. So, hey, this has been Movie Spoilers episode 141. I am one of your spoiling hosts, mm-hmm. The phenomenal one, of course.
And I'm the other spoiling host, Cody.
And we will catch you guys next week for our fucking Christmas show, man. Cannot wait.
Oh boy, my body is ready. Alcohol right now.
Oh my god, that holiday eggnog courtesy of P1 semen. Oh god.
Yes. The extra flavor. I can't wait.
Oh yeah, don't worry. It's going to be extra sticky and flavorful. Don't worry. Later, bastards.